Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are tuning in from. Welcome back to another episode with the Power of a Growth Mindset. For those of you who are unaware, June is a unique month. June is Men's Health Month. And as Mike and I were discussing and brainstorming this topic, you know, it's interesting. This is something that isn't really discussed all that often. And I think a lot of it is we as men don't do enough to bring awareness. And we don't do enough to really take a step back and ensure that we are doing okay, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And I know, Mike, you know, we've obviously taken some time back this month to reflect, but this whole conversation is going to be geared towards ensuring that the men in our lives, the men who are in our community, are supported and can go forth and really live a healthy and their best life. Mike, what are your thoughts, man, as we're starting to kick this off?
Yeah, man, I think you said it all. I didn't know anything about Men's Health Month until we was doing research about what to talk about in the month of June. And bam, here we are talking about men's health. And I think it's a taboo topic that is oftentimes not talked about, because I know for me, as a young boy growing up, I used to see my father, and you know, he will hardly ever go to the hospital. If he got hurt, he will find a way to make himself better at home and like self-medicate. And even to the age of now, like I don't hardly ever see him go to the doctor for checkups. And I, for myself, it was like a ripple effect on me. And I was beginning to see myself like that. And I was just like, yo, if I'm here to break generational curses, this is where I start today. So talking about this is key, man, like in order to prevent long-term health effects on my life and long-term health effects on like my kids in the future. So I think this is a topic that we all need to talk about, especially men.
You know, I'm curious, man, as we kind of pop this thing off, and obviously we've got some data and some facts that we want to dive into. But when we think about what does it mean to be healthy, I think most of this month is geared towards a lot of the physical, but I think we often overlook the mental, the emotional. You know, obviously we do check-ins. I know I've got some family members, some men in my family who do some check-ins. We attended What's Good, Bro this week. And there's a lot more that goes into men's health than just, hey, let me go do a checkup, or let me go make sure like physically I'm good. Like there's multiple layers to this.
It is, man. And you know, as I was thinking about that, I see everything as mental health. And I know I'm a counselor, and I know I'm an advocate for mental health, but men's health is mental health, because if you look at it, men's health is not about just being physically fit. It's all about, because if you're not physically fit, then that has a mental strain on your mental abilities. For example, you know, like if you don't work out, and if you're overweight, or if you are in like unhealthy relationships, or if you're not going to the doctor to take care of yourself or get those checkups. Say, for instance, if you do feel like even if you have an unprotected sex and you feel like you may have had a hiccup with somebody, but you're afraid of the outcome, then that can have a mental strain on your mental health itself, which can cause depression and other things, anxiety and things of the sort. So, you know, for me, I like to see men's health as mental health awareness. You know, the purpose of Men's Health Month was to create awareness and to encourage men to begin to take care of themselves emotionally, physically, and just in different compartments that would help them live a more fulfilling and a healthier lifestyle.
That's facts. That's facts. You know, you bring a good point. And I think when we were doing our research, some of these numbers were actually kind of startling and surprising, right? And I'm going to read a few of these off because I've got them up. According to the CDC, 450,000 men die of cardiovascular disease every year. According to cancer.org, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year, which is the second leading cause of death for men. And then more than 60% of adult American men are overweight or obese. When we look at the Cleveland Clinic, who surveyed more than 500 American men ages 18 to 70, they found that only 3 of five out of, I'm jumbling this. Excuse me. Only 3 out of 5 men get annual physicals. Over 40% of men only go to the doctor when they think they have a serious medical condition. And more than half of men said their health wasn't something they talk about. Bruh.
that is sad, dog. And you know, I'm not even, it's not even sad. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary because as we look at ourselves and we wake up every day, and you know, I have a little quote that I say, if you wake up every morning, you win it. Yep. And that's a blessing, bro. That's a blessing. And take advantage of each day that is given, because here today, gone tonight type of deal. But as I look at the stats that you just shared, it's just like, who are we?
Yep.
Who are we as individuals? And as we show up in different spaces, and then we are on jobs, and then we have families to take care of and to also look after. And so that is scary to me, because it's just like, at what point will we say enough is enough and we just actually go to the doctor? And I would like to get your opinion on that, because, mm-hmm. you know, I know, well, I feel like I know where it originated from, but mm-hmm. I wonder why are we so stubborn to the point where we won't go to the doctor until we need to, or until our girlfriends or our partners or whatever the case may be may say, hey, you know what, you need to go to the doctor, because I'm not about to be in this relationship if you're not going to take care of yourself. Like, right. I wonder why is that?
Man, you know, it's wild. And I think a lot of it has to do with society. When we think about it, I mean, think about it, man. When we were growing up and we were kids, what happened when we got hurt? Put some dirt on it, walk it off.
Oh, that little bump, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, oh, you're feeling sick. You know, just, you know, take some Tylenol or some Motrin, drink some water. You're good to go. But in reality, there could be other underlying concerns that you are not aware of. Right. Mm. And so I think as society, we're built up as men to be macho, to, you know, don't show pain, don't show emotion when you're in times of crisis. But in reality, you know, just taking that normal checkup, going to see somebody, mm-hmm. asking like, hey, something ain't feeling right here. Can we do a check? Just getting that security and knowing that you are okay, that's going to bring you a lot more peace of mind than trying to struggle through it or push yourself through some form of pain. And so I think a lot of it has to do with society. And I think, you know, what's the beauty of the conversation that we're having today, and I think the beauty that we're starting to see with a lot of conversations that are taking place, is mm-hmm. it's okay to say you're not okay. It's okay to say, hey, I'm gonna go see my doctor. Hey, it's okay to go say, I'm gonna go and seek a therapist and I need to work through some things. It's okay to do all of those things. And I think the benefit to all of this, especially with a lot of folks who are working, and even if you're not working, there are a lot of resources. There are, for some of our folks who, based on your job, they offer insurance. They offer things for you to take advantage of. I know with my company, a physical is free every year. Like, our insurance covers that. So it's like, why would you not go take advantage of that? Yeah, you know, it might be that 5 minutes of a little bit of uncomfortableness with your doctor, but at least you know they're going to physically check you. You're going to do some blood work. They're going to look at everything. And it's like, hey, man, you're actually healthy. You're doing well. Or the doctor may recommend, hey, go get some exercise. But at least it's knowing, like, you're doing your due diligence to ensure that you're going to be around for a long time.
Yo, that's real. And you know, that is a privilege. I'm gonna put it out there. That is a privilege.
It is.
Because, you know, for people who, especially like men in the urban and the rural communities, mm-hmm. who may work factory jobs and they may not offer health insurance and they may not be able to go get those free physicals. And so for me, I like to do like provide resources to individuals like that, because though you may not have health insurance or may have access to get what you need, mm-hmm. I do encourage people, you know, to check out your local health department, to check out with different churches and nonprofit organizations within your community itself, because somewhere down the line, there is some support being given, but there's not much advertisement, or it's only advertised to certain demographics of people. So then you miss the opportunity. So mm-hmm. yeah, while you may have a job that may grant you those resources to have access to healthcare,
yep.
there is another population of people who are living in health disparities who may not have access to eat healthy or have access to like farmers markets and like different sidewalks to jog in the evening or like gyms.
That's right.
So while men's health is important, it's just like, what can you do to ensure that your lifestyle is created in a sense where you are healthy, not just physically, mentally, but emotionally, sexually, because believe it or not, it all plays together, man.
Like, it does.
If you're not happy and you're constantly depressed, I don't think you're gonna be performing in the bedroom. I just don't. And as I listen to other women speak about that, honestly, man, because that is something that we need to talk about. Like, we need to, like, if our partner, if she's not satisfied, then are we doing our part?
Right.
Are we doing our part as men? And so, you know, though the health department may not be a resource, check, like I said, your churches, different organizations that's within your area, because each area have different resources. But there is something out here to support you in order to begin living a healthy lifestyle, because it's not cool walking around with like J's on your feet and a whole bunch of putting money towards other things that don't really bring value to yourself. Mm-hmm. And then walking around with health problems, your family struggling with health problems as well. And it's just repeating a cycle of generational curses. And in the sense that, you know, I understand it may have began a long time ago, but at what point, and there are other systems that may be perpetuating the systemic racism, things of the sort, but what can we do on an individual level to get what we need in order to get healthier in a sense?
Right. And you know,
that's a constant question that I ask, man, you know, because it's important for us to understand that. And it's cool to give resources and tell people to do this. But I would also like to know, like, how can we as men become okay? Because it's easy to say it's okay not to be okay. But is it because it's a pride? For me, it was a pride thing. I don't know for you, but I wasn't always the person who was comfortable with going to the doctor. I wasn't always the person who was comfortable doing push-ups and stuff like that in PE class, but I had to get to that particular point. So I wonder, let's talk about that today, man, because you know, like, we can say it's okay with not being okay, but is it okay?
No, man, it's never okay to not be okay, right? Yeah. Okay. Let me rewind. There are going to be certain instances where it's like, hey, it's okay to take a step back. If you're going through something, take that time for yourself. However, I believe that when it comes to your health in some aspects, you have some things that you can control, right? Like you brought up,
what are those things? Talk to us.
So let's think about physical activity. Not everybody is going to go play professional ball. Not everybody's going to go on to run a marathon. However, what's that stat? 30 minutes a day, whether you go run, whether you go for a walk, whether you go and take some time to breathe, to stretch, like, let your body work, right? That just going to take a walk, going to stretch, like, those are the little things that you can do to ensure that your body is functioning. Now, I know that not everybody is going to have access to the same food resources. They're not going to have the access to the same doctors or different clinicians that are out there. But what are some things that you can put in place? Well, even if you're going and seeking out, like, maybe you're going to your local fast food restaurant constantly, like, that's your go-to spot. Some of those places do have salads, or they do have some fruit bowls or some things that you can take advantage of. While it may not be the most nutritional thing, you're getting something in your body that is going to provide nutrients to allow you to sustain, right? So it's the little things that you can take advantage of, even though some of the resources may be disproportionately spread out across a lot of different groups, but it's the little things. From a doctor's standpoint, there are clinics, there are some urgent cares that do, if you don't have insurance, if you do not have The same resources as somebody who's working for a Fortune 100 company, right? There's, again, it's resources. You can still take advantage of some of your local offices and ensure, like, hey, even if it's not a yearly checkup, or hey, you know what, something's not feeling right with my stomach, they can go check it out, feel around. Is there a lump? Is there something that's going on within your system that needs to be reviewed and escalated? But at the end of the day, there's some things that you can do to ensure that some things are still fully functioning. Does that make sense?
It does, man. It does. And what I gathered from that was more so, it's not something what someone else can do for me, but what I can take the initiative to
do and
begin with. And for me, that's important, because you can teach a man how to fish all day long, but if he don't, I mean, you can take him to the pond or whatever the case may be and teach him how to fish, but if he don't learn and actually pick up those skills, he won't never know how to do it. And so at the end of the day, we can provide the resources, we can provide the education, but if you're not receptive to that information, then it's not going to help. And so, you know, I appreciate you for sharing that, because it's important for us to understand. Yeah, we understand how disproportionate everything is within America itself, but at some point in time in our life, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. I need help. I'm going to get help. And this is, I don't know what that's going to look like, but I would like for this person to go with me. And, you know, and another thing is knock down that pride, man. Knock down that pride. For me, it was knocking down that pride. And I remember being in a relationship and I was just like, yo, I need your help. And she was just like, oh, I appreciate that. She's like, I've never been in a relationship where a guy told me that. And I felt like for me, I was becoming more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that was something, like I said, I've never seen before, but it helped me to foster that relationship and be more closer with my partner then. And so just looking at different things. And even now, there is a death in my school family. And I reached out to one of my colleagues, and though I am a counselor, I don't do good in settings with dealing with grief. Yep. And so I reached out to another colleague who I'm close with, and I was like, yo, I would appreciate if you walk with me through this process. And this is what I hope it will look like. However, please hold me accountable. Please ensure that I am actually taking the time I need, stepping away. If I use these certain words or phrases, please encourage me to go get help here and go check out this, so that I am managing my emotions. I am managing my well-being. I am managing my lifestyle, because for me, I don't want to be toxic because of something that I couldn't change.
Right.
And I feel like I hope everyone is encouraged to do something like that. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's cool to look cute and fly and all that other good stuff, but if you're hurting inside, that's bitterness, man.
Yep.
And you know, we, as our platform, you know, we believe in self-improvement, and it's a mindset. It all starts with you, yo. So I appreciate us creating this opportunity to be able to have this discussion about that.
Yeah, man. Like you said, we are PGM, and it all starts with who, man? Who does it start with?
It all starts with you, man.
It all starts with you. And for our audience, I'm telling you, you know, it's little changes go a long way, right? A long way. And as we start thinking through this month, Mike, and I know we didn't get to it in the beginning, but, you know, that self-check-in, right? As we kind of close it out and we wrap this thing up, I want to ask, because June is Men's Health Month, what have you done? Have you made any changes? What have you done to ensure that you're putting yourself on the right path? Whether it's going to see a doctor, you took some time to unwind, went to a therapy session, like let the folks know what's going on in your world during this month.
Yeah, so that's a good question, man. You know, I've, you know, we traveled. We went to Miami, then we also went to Vegas, and both of those experiences, they were completely what I needed.
Yeah,
especially Miami. Like, and well, pause. At the end of the stressful school year, I put it like that.
Gotta rewind.
We gotta rewind this. At the end of the stressful school year, man. I knew immediately I needed to find a way to recharge. For me, I don't believe in running on an empty cup. I'm not here to showboat. What you see is what you're going to get. Yep. I'm not about to dig out of a hat and like be a magician. Like, this is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that, and I know when I need to take a step back. And I know people hear us say that a lot, but seriously, sometimes you have to reevaluate, like, whoa, I need to take a step back because something is not right.
Right.
And
on.
For me, I was beginning to see that towards the end of the school year. I'm just like, yo, Mike, you need to take a step back and you need to go get yourself together. And it wasn't because I couldn't handle my job. It wasn't that. It's just a person only can take but so much. And then they have to take a break, recharge, and then come back and mm-hmm. be 10 times better. And so for me, you know, we went to Miami. We had a good time, man. Honest to God, like, I stepped outside of my comfort zone. I did a lot of things.
We put you on a jet ski.
A jet ski. And, like, you know, doing salsa, man. And I enjoyed that. But at the end of the day, I know that that particular experience and everything that we did there in Las Vegas, it molded my mindset to be like, it's okay to do things that you're not used to doing. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to kind of step outside your comfort zone and have fun. It's okay. You don't have to literally capture every moment with your cell phone. And I feel like this was the first trip that I have ever taken where I spent less time on my phone mm-hmm. and more time actually enjoying.
Yes.
And I feel like that is so critical, man. Cause you know, like when we're home, we're like, oh, I can't wait to go back here. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. And then when we get there, it's just like we're trying to capture every single moment on our phones and we actually miss living in the moment and enjoy the feelings.
Preach.
So later, all we got to go by is what the picture said. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, yo, a picture can express 1,000 words. But at the end of the day, how did you feel in the moment? Mm-hmm. How do you know when you're about to re-experience that same feeling? And so for me, I was able to recognize that. And I'm going to tell you how I know I'm growing and developing as a man. That day when we went our separate ways, you know, you went and met up with your homeboy and I ended up going and doing one of those other activities. I'm just like, yo, I would have never done that in the past. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, I'm about to make the best of these experiences while I'm sitting here. And so I feel like for me, everything that I've been through has developed me to understand who I am as a person, what I like to do. So if you say you don't want to do that, I mean, that's fine. That's not going to stop my show. I mean, mm-hmm. we still cool at the end of the day. And that wasn't the case in Miami, just FYI for someone to say, oh, they got beef. No, that's not the case. But it's just like, there's going to be things in life where your friends may not want to do, or there's going to be things where you only have a limited amount of time to do
right.
every single thing that you would like to do. So how are you going to accomplish that? Having fun. And like, mm-hmm. you know, we both enjoyed our day. We had a good time and we went to Vegas. That was an experience within itself and a story within itself, man. But to knock it out the ballpark, you know, I came back and I said, yo, as we were traveling back to North Carolina, I said, yo, we got to make some changes. Mm-hmm. I've been eating like crap.
Yep.
We got to make some changes, man. And we both agreed. And so, you know, since then, got a gym membership, mm-hmm. Working out at least 5 times a week and trying my best to eat healthier, mm-hmm. Eating a little bit more greens and like eating portions and making sure I'm not putting a lot of food on my plate that I don't need. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I used to buy a lot of things, like buy a lot of junk food. And so I'm now taking that money and kind of putting it towards investments mm-hmm. instead of junk food. So I'm just making small little wins. And so for me, I saw a post the other day and homie said, he said, invest within your lane. So if you know you can't afford $1,000 loss, don't sit there and take $500 out of your savings or checking account to try to keep up with your friend or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And so for me, instead of taking money, all this money and just putting it towards investments, instead of eating out, that is my money that I put towards investments. And so instead of constantly doing this on the weekends, this is my copay to make sure that I'm going to therapy at least twice a month.
Yep.
You don't have a business coach because I have a business as well. So I've been finding different ways to practice what we preach on this platform, which is developing that growth mindset mm-hmm. and helped tremendously. Within the last 2 weeks, you know, a lot of things has been transpiring, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you've encouraged me to take a different approach and to see it differently. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, the audience and reaching out to us and saying how proud they are of us and our platform and they enjoying what we're doing.
Yes.
All of that has helped me create that that mindset that I needed. And to top it all off, I got a physical in 2 weeks, and it is my annual physical. So if you have not gotten your annual physical yet, I encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. If you take care of that dental hygiene, I encourage you to do that as well. I'm going to begin to wear
your Invisalign trays, man.
My Invisalign trays. But bro, it's just like, you know, you don't understand how important something is until sometimes it's too late.
Right.
And then sometimes it is too late and you actually are given a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I experienced in that trip. Like, there was a second chance for me. Like, we both experienced that. And for me, I said, I can't continue to live another day without taking care of myself. Something has to change.
Right.
And, you know, I can point fingers all day. We know the system is flawed. We know the system is not for us. We know all of those things. But what can you do right now to ensure that you are getting what you need before your time expires here on earth?
Mm-hmm. That's real, man. That is real. And I appreciate you being honest and transparent about all the things that you're doing in your life to ensure that you're putting everything on, you're putting yourself on the right path to ultimately be successful. You are already successful. Obviously we know life is a marathon and not a sprint. And so you got to do those little things to really ensure that you're taking care of yourself day in and day out.
Word. That's word, man. That is word.
But I will follow up, man. When I start thinking about everything that has transpired this month and what I've taken advantage of, obviously we took the trip. But on a serious note, man, I mean, I think everything leading to the trip, I was running on fumes. I think it's just, and you know me, I have a tendency to, let me rewind. I'm very passionate about what I do. And especially if there's something that, you know, is clicking in my brain, I've got some traction, it's hard for me to walk away. And I think I got to a point where before we got to the trip where I was like, man, I think I'm going through burnout. I'm honestly going through burnout. Mm-hmm. And so this trip was so needed because one, we got to do some experiences, obviously socially distant. But, you know, we got to have some fun. We got to have some experiences as brothers. But more importantly, after we took that trip, I came back refreshed, came back with a more open mind, and also realizing that I had to make some changes in my own personal life. Like you said, I got a gym membership. You know, my end goal is to obviously run and compete in an Ironman, a full Ironman next year. Those things where, you know, it takes time to develop your body, make sure that you're getting the proper nutrition, make sure you're doing the proper workouts. So that way you can cover, it's 140.6 miles. So it's a long race. But for me, that has been a goal of mine for the last few years, and it was time to get serious. So stairs have not been my best friend this week, going up and going down. My legs hurt. But at the end of the day, it's a good pain knowing that I'm doing and taking the proper steps to ensure that I'm living a more healthy lifestyle. I'm getting my diet in order, my physical exercise in order, so that way I can go accomplish the goal. You know, from a doctor's standpoint, I went and saw my doctor and got checked up this month to make sure that physically I'm doing okay. Got a couple other appointments lined up. But I will say this, between the trip, refocusing, unwinding, and kind of figuring out where I need to enhance, pull some things out and find more balance in my life. That has been the focus the last few weeks. And I'm telling you, I feel a lot more moved, a lot more motivated, obviously, to finish out, because we're about the halfway point in 2021, but really close out these next few months. Yeah, 6 more months and finish it strong. You know, I appreciate you obviously let me tag along on your trip, because, you know, it was a celebration with you just obtaining your master's. But I think not only did we celebrate, but it was a good time for us to reconnect as partners on this platform, but more importantly, find areas in our life that we wanted to enhance. So I'm fired up. I'm inspired. I'm very inspired by the comments that we've continued to get from folks who have reached out and said, hey, Mike, Josh, what y'all are doing has allowed me to take a step back, refocus, reprioritize, or hey, this has helped me in some way. And so, man, I'm fired up to obviously continue this journey with you, this show. We have a lot more that is going to be coming out of this platform, from resources to special guests. But man, I'm blessed, highly favored, and looking forward to what's to come.
Yeah, man. And I just want to add a special shout out to our audience. You know, like, we appreciate the positive comments and the constructive comments as well. But mm-hmm. those who have given us feedback, we really do appreciate you. We do value everything that you have communicated with us, and do know, like, when it's time for rebranding, those thoughts and those comments and suggestions, they will be taken into consideration.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, in order for us to be our best selves, we have to reflect on our practices. We have to ensure that we are meeting the needs of what this platform was designed to do. So I just want to give a big shout out to everyone who has started this journey with us, and who are still here today, and who are believing that we're going to continue to do great things. Because, you know, I know we're going to do great things. You know it. God knows it. And a lot of other people know it. But at the same time, I appreciate the likes, the shares, the partnerships that we have already formed, and what we're going to continue to do. We have some special things coming up in the future, man. So I'm super excited about that. I really am. I really am.
I'm with it. Well, brother, we are at the end. Go ahead and bring us home. Let's get it going.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we believe in self-improvement here at the Power of a Growth Mindset platform. You know, we encourage everyone to live a genuine life that's going to make you happy, but most importantly, bring opportunities for yourself. We ask that everyone continue to take care of themselves, but most importantly, our man out here, we would like to challenge you by the end of this month. We encourage you and challenge you to do something that you have never done before, mm-hmm. to support Men's Health Month. And whether that's going to the doctor for a checkup, whether that's getting a gym membership like Josh and myself, whether that's doing whatever you need to do that's related to your health. And, you know, you have the health department. You can go to healthgrades.com to find a local physician assistant or a doctor or a specialist within your area. If you need to find out ways to go about getting a checkup, if you're interested in going to therapy or marriage counseling or some type of counseling that's going to help you, because there's counseling for everything, honestly, coaching, careers, yep. There's different types of counseling. You can go to Psychology Today, and you can psychologytoday.com actually, and you can learn more ways on how to get involved and how to go about therapy. And you can search it by the type of insurance. If you don't have insurance, because not all therapists, they accept insurance. So if you don't have insurance, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There's still opportunity out there for you to actually be able to get help. And so, you know, once you do that challenge, we ask that you reach out to us on our social media platforms, which is Facebook at The Power of a Growth Mindset, and also Instagram at The Power of a Growth Mindset. And if you don't have social media, that's perfectly fine. You can definitely go to our website at www.thepowerofagrowthmindset.com, and you can reach out to us there, and you can send us an email and communicate to us what that challenge was, what you did you meet that challenge, and if you would like to, you can snap a picture, and I think I would snap a picture. So I have something coming up, and I snap a picture, and let's use the hashtag Men's Health 2021. And you know, you could tag us on social media, Instagram and Facebook at The Power of a Growth Mindset. But most importantly, it's the power of a growth mindset. It all starts with you. If you wake up every single day and you're winning, then opportunities will continue to come your way. But most importantly, it all starts with you.